The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Tuesday Good News Day has arrived. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. Tuesday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, this is Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Edwin of Northumbria, born in 586. He married the Christian princess Saint Ethelberga. Edwin, a pagan king of Northumbria, began to consider becoming a Christian himself. Pope Boniface V wrote to him, inviting him to accept the medicine of salvation. At length, Edwin was won over through the efforts of Ethelberga's chaplain, St. Paulinus of York. Edwin spent the six remaining years of his reign as a devout Catholic monarch who brought peace to his kingdom. He was slain in a military battle instigated by the irreligious Welsh king Cadwallon and the pagan English warrior Penda of Mercia. That led to Edwin being venerated as a martyr slaughtered for his Christian faith. Saint Edwin of Northumbria died in 633. Saint Edwin, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. O my Lord and my God, I offer to you this day and forever my body, my soul, and my heart with all their works, powers, and affections, in the spirit of contrition and atonement, in the spirit of adoration and thanksgiving, in the spirit of faith, hope, and charity. I lay my past, my present, and my future at your feet, and I pray that I may accomplish your will during every moment of my mortal life and rejoice in your love for my whole eternity. Through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with whose prayers, labors, and sufferings, I beseech you to unite and sanctify mine. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that every baptized person may be engaged in evangelization available to the mission by being witnesses of a life that has the flavor of the gospel. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins, the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. If you see your child about to do something dangerous, say, putting his hand on a hot surface, what would you do? If you see a friend about to do something nasty, such as sending an inappropriate image and text to someone else, what would you do? If you see your neighbor about to steal someone's belonging, what would you do? Just stand by? Just ignore it? Just pretend that you don't see anything or couldn't care the least about it? Well, if you were ever to do that, the child's hand will get burned. Someone who received that inappropriate image and text from your friend will be disturbed and get quite angry. The person whose belonging was stolen will get very upset and spend much time trying to figure out who might have done it and so on, and in the end, waste lots of energy and time without result. Well, it stands to reason that such a behavior will not do, simply will not do, because we should care for others and their well-being. You simply cannot let a person experience harm and not show a modicum of charity. Well, Jesus, in today's gospel passage, we're going to learn the lesson of correcting others with love and receiving correction from others with gratitude. St. Luke tells us that a Pharisee invited you, Jesus, to dine at his home, and you accepted this invitation graciously. Enter his home, reclined at its table to eat. We don't know how many people were gathered there together at the table, but we can easily imagine that it was a good number. Then you knew what your host was thinking in his heart as he observed you and your young entourage, because St. Luke continues with his narrative by saying that the Pharisee was amazed to see that you did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. We know how important this hand washing was for the Jews before the meal. One obvious and practical reason was hygienic and mundane. Nobody wants to eat bread or touch any food with dirty hands, so we wash our hands beforehand if they are somewhat dirty. But for the Jews, this ritual of hand washing had a more profound meaning. It was tied to spiritual cleanliness. Its origin dates back to the time of Moses, when God commanded him and his brother Aaron and his sons that they should wash their hands before entering into the tent of meeting. Otherwise, God was going to punish them. Well, Jesus, for this reason, the Pharisee who invited you to dine at his home and saw you not perform this important ritual of hand washing, he was amazed. In other words, he was very surprised, taken aback, even scandalized. He could not understand your action, Jesus, which was so out of place with the holiness that you preached. He was quite perplexed and dismayed, because he thought within his heart that if you, Jesus, were truly the Messiah, the Holy One sent to the world by God, then you must observe all the rituals of purification to indicate your interior holiness. Well, this Pharisee saw you not washing your hands and sort of judged you to be, well, not so holy. But he did not dare to correct you on the spot, asking you to wash your hands before eating as he and his friends did before sitting down at the table. Jesus, you read his mind. You saw that he was perplexed, a little troubled, and even annoyed because of your action. So, what did you do, Jesus? St. Luke tells us what you did. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." Lord, that sounds a bit harsh. I mean, the way you corrected this man who offered you the hospitality of inviting you to his home to share a meal with him and his friends. It even sounds like an insult. But Jesus, this cannot be. You never act harshly to anyone. You never insult anyone. You never berate anyone, because you are love incarnate, love who became man, love in action. So Jesus, please tell us the lesson you want to give to us about correcting others, but always out of love, because that is the only way we can understand what appears to be a harsh way you chose to correct this Pharisee. The need to correct each other arises from the Lord's sweet command, "Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect." Well, nobody's perfect. So it stands to reason that we all need correction, mutual help, in order to progress in the way of perfection, which is more pure love of God. So Jesus, the first lesson about correcting others and receiving corrections from others arise from this shared goal of reaching greater perfection of love. You pointed out to your guest, the Pharisee, that he should not be so obsessed with outer cleanliness, the ritualistic performance of certain rules and regulations. The heart is far removed from truly loving God. Otherwise, the human heart can easily become hardened and prone to judging others harshly, even condemning their motives. That is the big danger that you, Jesus, pointed out when you corrected him. And it was not directed only to that particular man, but to all who were gathered there at the meal table. You said Pharisees in plural. You also meant to teach this lesson to your own disciples who accompanied you at the meal table. You're now addressing these words to each one of us in our personal dialogue in this 10 minutes with you. So, what might sound harsh is not really harsh at all, because when it comes to loving God and trying to advance daily in our personal holiness, the standard is high, very high. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all, with everything, with perfection, without blemish, without defect, without smudges. Why? Because you love each one of us with your own love, which is perfect. And you want us to join you in heaven with a perfect love. St. John tells us in the book of Revelation what he saw in his vision. He said, "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes, were holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.'" White robes. Perfect beauty. Perfect holiness. Perfect love. That's what these white robes represent. That's why we all desire and long for, our eternal union with the Holy Trinity, whom we love with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our minds. And Jesus, that's why I need to be corrected by others with love, so that I can learn to love you better and more. What is the proper way, then, for us to practice mutual correction with the Christian spirit? St. Jose Maria offers us this wonderful advice. When you have to make a fraternal correction, do it with great kindness, great charity, in what you say in the way you say it, for at the moment, you are God's instrument. St. Jose Maria practiced this constantly. One day, a new driver was assigned to him for his travels in Rome and around Europe. His name was Javier Cotello. He was an architect who moved to Rome from Spain. The car he drove was quite new, and the seats still had plastic covers on them. Well, Javier was not and did not observe that, since he was quite focused on learning the routes and driving San Jose Maria and fellow occupants around as carefully as possible. Knowing this, San Jose Maria let Javier continue to drive him around without mentioning the plastic covers for a couple of weeks. Only when he felt that Javier was now more relaxed and felt confident with his driving, did he mention it to Javier privately, with a smile, the great affection. What tact! What consideration, what kindness in the small gesture, but quite significant. Well, Jesus, help us to truly care for others' well-being, and when necessary, after praying to you about it in prayer, that I approach my neighbor and point out something, usually very small, as a way of lending our support for that person whom I love. In this way, we are also putting into practice St. Paul's wonderful advice: carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you'll fulfill the law of Christ. My mother, during this month of October, dedicate to you as the month of the Holy Rosary, help us to meditate more deeply the mysteries of our salvation offered to us by your Son, Jesus Christ, so that through the practice of fraternal correction, we are led to aspire for greater holiness, more perfect union with your Son, Jesus. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
More of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. We'll pray the hours next. This is Daybreak. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Time to begin this day of prayer We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship the Lord our mighty God.
Come, let us worship the Lord our mighty God.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
Come, let us worship the Lord our mighty God.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
Come, let us worship the Lord our mighty God.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
Come, let us worship the Lord our mighty God.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Come, let us worship the Lord our mighty God.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord our mighty God.
Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me.
Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me.
O Lord, listen to my prayer, and let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear towards me and answer me quickly when I call.
For my days are vanishing like smoke. My bones burn away like a fire. My heart is withered like the grass. I forget to eat my bread. I cry with all my strength, and my skin clings to my bones.
I have become like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in desolate places. I lie awake and I moan like some lonely bird on a roof. All day long my foes revile me. Those who hate me use my name as a curse.
The bread I eat is ashes. My drink is mingled with tears. In your anger, Lord, and your fury, you have lifted me up and thrown me down. My days are like a passing shadow, and I wither away like the grass.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
But you, O Lord, will endure forever, and your name from age to age. You will arise and have mercy on Zion. For this is the time to have mercy. Yes, the time appointed has come, for your servants love her very stones, are moved with pity even for her dust.
The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the earth's kings your glory, when the Lord shall build up Zion again and appear in all his glory. Then he will turn to the prayers of the helpless. He will not despise their prayers.
Let this be written for ages to come, that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. For the Lord leaned down from his sanctuary on high. He looked down from heaven to the earth, that he might hear the groans of the prisoners and free those condemned to die.
The sons of your servants shall dwell untroubled, and their race shall endure for before you, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Zion, and his praises in the heart of Jerusalem, when the peoples and kingdoms are gathered together to pay their homage to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
You, O Lord, established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
You, O Lord, established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened the days of my life. I say to God, do not take me away before my days are complete, you whose days last from age to age.
Long ago you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothes that are changed. But you neither change nor have an end.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, you live in the hearts of your saints and so have built up Zion. May you always show your greatness through their good works.
You, O Lord, establish the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
Listen, my people, to my teaching.
Give ear to the words I speak.
From the beginning of the book of the prophet Zechariah. In the second year of Darius, in the eighth month, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo. The Lord was indeed angry with your fathers, and say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Be not like your fathers, whom the former prophets warned. Thus says the Lord of hosts, turn from your evil ways and from your wicked deeds. But they would not listen or pay attention to me, says the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, can they live forever? But my words and my decrees, which I entrusted to my servants, the prophets, did not these overtake your fathers? Then they repented and admitted, the Lord of hosts has treated us according to our ways and deeds, just as he had determined he would. In the second year of Darius, on the 24th day of Shabbat, the 11th month, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, in the following way. I had a vision during the night. There appeared the driver of a red horse, standing among myrtle trees in a shady place, and behind him were red, sorrel, and white horses. Then I asked, what are these, my Lord? And the angel who spoke with me answered me, I will show you what these are. The man who was standing among the myrtle trees spoke up and said, these are they whom the Lord has sent to patrol the earth. And they answered the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees and said, we have patrolled the earth. See, the whole earth is tranquil and at rest. Then the angel of the Lord spoke out and said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you be without mercy for Jerusalem and the cities of Judah that have felt your anger these 70 years? To the angel who spoke with me, the Lord replied with comforting words. And the angel who spoke with me said to me, proclaim, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am deeply moved for the sake of Jerusalem and Zion, and I am exceedingly angry with the complacent nations, whereas I was but a little angry, they added to the harm. Therefore, says the Lord, I will turn to Jerusalem in mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a measuring line shall be stretched over Jerusalem. Proclaim further, thus says the Lord of hosts, my city shall again overflow with prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion, and again choose Jerusalem. I raised my eyes and looked. There were four horns. Then I asked the angel who spoke with me what these were. He answered me, these are the horns that scattered Judah and Israel and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four blacksmiths, and I asked, what are these coming to do? And he said, here are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no man raised his head any more. But these have come to terrify them, to cast down the horns of the nations that raised their horns to scatter the land of Judah. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I turn to Jerusalem in compassion.
There my house shall be rebuilt.
The city has no need of the sun or the moon for light, for its lamp was the Lamb.
There my house shall be rebuilt.
A reading from an instruction by St. Columban, Abbot. How blessed! How fortunate are those servants whom the Lord will find watchful when He comes. Blessed is the time of waiting, when we stay awake for the Lord, the Creator of the universe, who fills all things and transcends all things. How I wish He would awaken me, His humble servant, from the sleep of slothfulness, even though I am of little worth. How I wish He would enkindle me with that fire of divine love. The flames of His love burn beyond the stars. The longing for His overwhelming delights and the divine fire ever burn within me. How I wish I might deserve to have my lantern always burning at night in the temple of my Lord, to give light to all who enter the house of my God. Give me, I pray you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and my God, that love that does not fail, so that my lantern, burning within me and giving light to others, may always be lighted and never extinguished. Jesus, our most loving Savior, be pleased to light our lanterns, so that they may burn forever in your temple, receiving eternal light from you, the eternal light, to lighten our darkness and to ward off from us the darkness of the world. Give your light to my lantern, I beg you, my Jesus, so that by its light I may see that Holy of Holies, which receives you as the eternal priest, entering among the columns of your great temple. May I ever see you only, look on you, long for you. May I gaze with love on you alone, and have my lantern shining and burning always in your presence. Loving Savior, be pleased to show yourself to us who knock, so that in knowing you, we may love only you, love you alone, desire you alone, contemplate only you day and night, and always think of you. Inspire in us the depth of love that is fitting for you to receive as God. So may your love pervade our whole being, possess us completely, and fill our senses, that we may know no other love but love for you who are everlasting. May our love be so great that the many waters of the sky, land, and sea cannot extinguish it in us. Many waters could not extinguish love. May this saying be fulfilled in us also, at least in part by your gift, Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor shall the brightness of the moon shine on you at night.
The Lord shall be your everlasting light, and your God shall be your glory.
Your sun shall never set, nor shall your moon withdraw.
The Lord shall be your everlasting light, and your God shall be your glory.
Let us pray. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
22 minutes before the hour, today's gospel is coming right up, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord teaches a lesson about observing the letter of the law without its spirit, from the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
While he was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in and sat at table. The Pharisee was astonished to see that he did not first wash before dinner.
Now you Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of extortion and wickedness. You fools. Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give for alms those things which are within, and behold, everything is clean for you.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. When we say, forgive us our trespasses, that's something that each one of us can identify with. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 5, Ordinary Time. Every day in the Our Father, we pray, Father, forgive us our trespasses. We are sinners. St. John reminds us in his first epistle, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. The universal contamination of sin is recognized in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. No day goes by without our having to seek pardon from the Lord for our faults and offenses. We offend Him in small ways, in more serious actions and omissions, in our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. What revelation makes known to us is confirmed by our own experience. For when man looks into his own heart, he finds that he is drawn towards what is wrong and sunk in many evils which cannot come from his good Creator. Man, therefore, is divided in himself. Today, let us take those words of the publican in the temple as our prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. If we pray this prayer with true humility, it will do us much good. The Lord gave us this parable for our benefit. People frequently confuse sin and its consequences. Many become depressed by personal failure or humiliations. They equate sin with their ruined ideals and ambitions, or with their negative effects on others. Yet sin is first and foremost an offense against God. It is only secondarily an offense against ourselves or our neighbors. The confession of King David is appropriate here. I have sinned against the Lord. David had committed adultery and had arranged for the death of Uriah in battle. His fundamental offense, however, did not consist in the adultery, the evil plotting, the abuse of power, or the scandal given to the people by his behavior. The gravest evil had to do with the fact that he had offended God. If we do not follow the law, we will surely suffer serious consequences. But sin can only be committed against God. The prodigal son says to his father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Without these words, Father, I have sinned, man cannot really enter the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection to draw from it the fruits of redemption and grace. These are key words. They show particularly man's great interior opening to God. Father, I have sinned before you. The psalmist speaks even more clearly, against thee only, have I sinned. That against thee only does not diminish all the other dimensions of moral evil. such as sin with regard to other people, with regard to the human community. However, sin is a moral evil mainly and definitively with regard to God Himself, to the Father in the Son. Therefore, the contemporary world and the prince of this world work very hard indeed to dim and wipe out this aspect in man. On the contrary, the church works above all in order that every man may find himself again with his own sin before God only, and consequently, that he may accept the salvific power of forgiveness contained in Christ's passion and resurrection. It is a great heavenly gift for us to be able to recognize our sins and draw near to the fountain of divine mercy. Father, forgive us our trespasses. The Lord will answer by bestowing on us a great peace. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 before the hour, let's pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I will sing to you, O Lord. I will learn from you the way of perfection.
I will sing to you, O Lord.
I will learn from you the way of perfection. My song is of mercy and justice. I sing to you, O Lord. I will walk in the way of perfection. Oh, when, Lord, will you come?
I will walk with blameless heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes whatever is base.
I will hate the ways of the crooked. They shall not be my friends. The false-hearted must keep far away. The wicked I disown.
The man who slanders his neighbor in secret, I will bring to silence. The man of proud looks and haughty heart, I will never endure.
I look to the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way of perfection shall be my friend.
No man who practices deceit shall live within my house. No man who utters lies shall stand before my eyes.
Morning by morning, I will silence all the wicked in the land, uprooting from the city of the Lord all who do evil.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. So that your people may walk in innocence, you came to us, Lord Jesus, and told us to be holy, as your Father is holy. Help your children to love what is truly perfect, so that we may neither speak what is evil nor do what is wrong. Let us stand in your sight and celebrate with you the Father's love and justice.
I will sing to you, O Lord.
I will learn from you the way of perfection.
Lord, do not withhold your compassion from us.
Lord, do not withhold your compassion from us.
Blessed are you and praiseworthy, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and glorious forever is your name.
For you are just in all you have done. All your deeds are faultless, all your ways right, and all your judgments proper.
For we have sinned and transgressed by departing from you, and we have done every kind of evil.
For your name's sake, do not deliver us up forever, or make void your covenant.
Do not take away your mercy from us, for the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Israel, your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring like the stars of heaven or the sand on the shore of the sea.
For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation, brought low everywhere in the world this day because of our sins. We have in our day no prince, prophet, or leader, no holocaust, sacrifice, oblation, or incense, no place to offer first fruits, to find favor with you.
But with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received, as though it were holocausts of rams and bullocks, or thousands of fat lambs. So let our sacrifice be in your presence today as we follow you unreservedly. For those who trust in you cannot be put to shame.
And now we follow you with our whole heart. We fear you, and we pray to you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, do not withhold your compassion from us. O God, I will sing to you a new song.
O God, I will sing to you a new song.
Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war.
He is my love, my fortress. He is my stronghold, my savior, my shield, my place of refuge. He brings people under my rule.
Lord, what is man that you care for him? Mortal man that you keep him in mind? Man who is merely a breath, whose life fades like a passing shadow.
Lower your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains, breathe them in smoke. Flash your lightnings, rout the foe, shoot your arrows and put them to flight.
Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out of the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury.
To you, O God, will I sing a new song. I will play on the 10-stringed harp to you who give kings their victory, who set David, your servant, free.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, God of strength, you gave your Son victory over death. Direct your church's fight against evil in the world. Clothe us with the weapons of light, and unite us under the one banner of love, that we may receive our eternal reward after the battle of earthly life.
O God, I will sing to you a new song.
A reading from Isaiah. All you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come. Receive grain and eat. Come without paying and without cost. Drink wine and milk. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Dawn finds me watching, crying out for you.
All my trust is in your promise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Lord, save us from the hands of all who hate us.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, save us from the hands of all who hate us.
To the God who gives us the joy of praising him this morning, and who strengthens our hope, let us pray. Hear us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
Hear us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
We thank you, God and Father of Jesus, our Savior,
for the knowledge and immortality you have given us through him.
Hear us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
Make us humble of heart.
Help us to serve one another out of reverence for Christ.
Hear us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
Pour out your Spirit on us, your servants.
Make us sincere in our love for each other.
Hear us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
You instructed man to labor and to exercise dominion over the earth.
May our work honor you and sanctify our brothers and sisters.
Hear us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Increase in us, Lord, the faith you have given us, and bring to a harvest worthy of heaven the praise we offer you at the beginning of this new day. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air is up next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. You go out now, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.